These five priests include Father Edwin Fagowski, who's deceased, Monsignor Joseph Gambino, the longtime pastor of Holy Cross Church on the west side here in Buffalo, who's deceased. The next three are still living. Mm-hmm. Father Paul Nogaro is living and currently serving as pastor of St. Stephen's Church in Grand Island, New York. Father Peter Popadik, who is well known as the long-serving priest secretary to Bishop Edward Head, and who is living currently and serving at St. Aloysius Gonzaga in Buffalo. And then finally, former Father Franklin J. Tuckles, who, while still alive, is not in active ministry anymore.
The number of accusations that we've heard already obviously has been startling, almost to the point where we're almost becoming numb to it to a certain extent. How many more do you think might be coming now with the Child Victims Act in place? Do you sense, based on what you've already experienced here in recent months, that there are more on the way?
I'd say the main metric that I would use to judge what's going to come next would be my experience with the Pennsylvania grand jury. A year ago, I was sitting next to Josh Shapiro, the Attorney General of the state of Pennsylvania, as he released a grand jury report. And since Attorney General Shapiro released that report a year ago, there have been over 1,800 calls to the Attorney General hotline.
You referred to these accusers as clients. So that implies, of course, a professional relationship.
Yeah.
And I want to go through process, if we could.
Sure. So I'm associated with these three law firms, and I essentially work independently as a contractor, I guess you'd say. There's a normal intake process that each of our clients fills out some basic information. And from a couple of different angles, attorneys, law clerks, myself, we go about investigating the case. And even somewhat independently of each other, because you don't want to you almost have to test a little bit the recollections of these folks. You don't want to get into a situation where you're accusing a priest and you find out, oh, he was never even in that parish or something like that. That's exceptionally rare. I'd say the two things that I do principally in terms of process is accompany these victims through grief and through processing their trauma. I try to encourage them to have therapeutic supports. I have go-to people here in Buffalo and in Erie, but I want to always make sure that they're taking care of their physical and emotional health.
If I recall our conversation about a year ago, you had some pretty strong thoughts about Bishop Malone. You've heard his public stances. We've had him on our airwaves talking about this.
First of all, in terms of the material that I'm revealing today, I'm not making any allegation about Bishop Malone's awareness of it. There are multiple instances of, and this he does not speak to ever specifically, where he contravened the protocols of the bishops of the United States, their own charter for the protection of children and young people. Many of our public officials, our elected officials, have called for him to resign. Multiple editorials from various outlets. Yet, the church hasn't stepped in to investigate him. We don't understand why Bishop Malone would still be, not that he would or wouldn't make the decision himself, why is he still allowed to be in this position?
James Faluzek, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Jay.